Upfront Books presents Goddesses in Every Woman, Powerful Archetypes in Women's Lives, written by Jean Shinoda Bolen, MD, and narrated by Chelsea Cuoca. Dedication to my mother, Megumi Yamaguchi Shinoda, MD, who was determined to help me grow up, as she hadn't, feeling that I was fortunate to be a girl and could do whatever I aspired to as a woman. Introduction to the 30th Anniversary Edition. Originally published in 1984, Goddesses in Every Woman presented a new psychology of women based on the goddesses of ancient Greece, whose names and mythologies have endured for more than 3,000 years. It became a bestseller and then a never-out-of-print classic, like a woman with good bone structure, seemingly ageless. Goddesses in Every Woman brought together what I knew as a psychiatrist and Jungian analyst, and as a woman in an era of feminism. I saw uniquely female ways of being and behaving that were rewarded or rejected by patriarchal judgments. I also recognized underlying personality patterns that determined how an individual woman responded to unwanted events and opportunities. I found myself turning to the literature of Greek mythology, and there I found remarkable parallels that transformed my thinking. In myths about the Greek goddesses, every goddess has different qualities and values, and as a whole, they include the full panorama of human attributes, including attributes such as competitiveness and intelligence. It was very exciting for me to make this connection. I felt the way an archaeologist must feel when a pattern emerges and instead of pottery shards to puzzle over, she now sees a whole vessel, its uses becoming clear in the context of its time. And so it has been for my readers. Over the years, many of them have reported having an aha revelation about themselves in reading these pages and seeing their modern-day experiences through the lens of these goddesses from the past. Goddesses in Every Woman has validated their authentic selves and thereby changed their lives. Goddesses in Every Woman has been spreading its message through translations in Europe, South America, Japan, South Korea and Taiwan, and most recently Russia and numerous former Soviet republics. It has been secretly translated into Farsi and is being circulated and read underground by Iranian women. That women's rights are human rights and vice versa is not acknowledged in the many parts of the world where women are oppressed and treated as property. There are geographical parallels to the spread of ideas of democracy and human rights, which will naturally and invariably lead to ideas about the empowerment and equality of women. These are ideas whose time has yet to come in some places, but they are on their way. A psychology that supports individual women to make their own choices and see themselves as protagonists in their own life story changes them. And this has a ripple effect across the globe. There has never been a better time in history for women in the Western-influenced world to live their individual potential in the outer world and to live fulfilling, long, and healthy lives. To live a meaningful life has to do with what matters personally. Love of what we do, who we love and are loved by, and living by our values. When those values are courage, kindness, compassion, justice, and service, we help make our world a better place. At a time when humanity could self-destruct and take life on the planet down with us, what we do matters beyond us as well. Goddesses in Every Woman provides what I called a binocular perception of women's psychology. We see through two eyes, and the two images are then merged in the brain into a three-dimensional picture. The equivalent in psychological awareness is realizing that there are two powerful forces that shape every woman's life: the archetypes within us and the outside cultures of family, society, and religion. We each need to become conscious about both in order to make informed choices.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?